4 CBA Mobile.
KF4 NXY back to you.
KF4 CBA. How you doing, David?
Well, I'm coming, keep the heat and pad on my lower back. I'm feeling enough from that back surgery, doing pretty good. Just doing little projects around here. Got something going with a little antenna project. I hope to use it, maybe parks on the air or come field day. It'll be something I can use. I got me a tripod you just kind of have to see it to understand it. I'm not real good at describing stuff. So, you heading out to play tennis this morning?
I'm afraid so. I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to be looking forward to it or not, but I tell you, it's pretty chilly out here, but I'm going to give it a shot. And, my thing says it's 46 degrees, so maybe it won't be too bad.
Well, you'll be moving around. That'll kind of help keep you warm a little bit there, but it's a little chilly for me to be out there doing much just yet. The weather people, though, they say it's going to get nicer as the day go on. Temperature's going to come up some.
And, I'd rather play later in the day. These guys want to play at 10:30, and I don't have much of a choice. If I want to play, I'm going to, with this group, I've got to play at 10:30, but anyway. Well, you do parks on the air. You got a setup for that, a portable setup for that.
Other than the stuff, I really, haven't gone out and activated the park yet, and tried it. It was like it'd be a fun thing to do as long as a black bear don't come up and visit you while you hit the park.
Good. I don't. You have to have a long mic cord to reach to the car. Oh me! I tell you. Of course, the old joke about the bear is, if there's two people there, you don't have to outrun the bear. You just have to outrun the other guy.
But unfortunately, I'm pretty old and done gotten pretty slow. So the other guy would have to be in worse shape than me. Most of my friends are in better shape than me.
Yeah, but you still got your brain, so you can trip them when you start off, see, and they fall down, and you just keep going.
Like the woman that wanted to get rid of her husband when they were out walking and talking about getting a divorce, and they were near a pond, and the alligator come up, and she shot the husband in the kneecap and left him for the alligator.
Ouch. Well, that would be, that would be a terrible way to go. I'd rather just somebody to shoot me in the head. Oh, me. I tell you. Well, changing the subject, I don't know if I'm going to get anything amateur radio related this year for Christmas or not. In fact, I really don't know what I'm getting for Christmas, but I'm sure it'll be something good. And, I really don't need anything, that's for sure.
I don't really need anything either, but the wife got me something that come in a long, heavy box. Her
say if my wife, she had me, she talked me into, I had a weak moment many years ago. She talked me into throwing away some of my stereo equipment. It was in perfect shape, too. We just didn't have any place for it. And, so anyway, oh boy, I tell you, I regret that, because especially when I see some of the receivers that I used to have that are selling on Marketplace, you know, the prices they're asking, I just kicked myself in the rear end, because mine were in perfect working order when they, excuse me, when they went to the trash.
I'd hate that too, but yeah, sometimes that's the way it works out. We've got a single wide mobile home here in the backyard that her dad lived in it for a few years, and then my mom lived in it for a few years, until they passed away. And I'm kind of using it as a ham shack, and I've got, a bunch of stereo equipment down here, and if it's something I want to play really loud, then Marie doesn't have to listen to it.
That's good. I did buy it's not an older, it's not as old as the stuff I had. Stuff I had is more vintage, and I bought an older receiver, and it would drive. It'll drive a subwoofer too. And I have a amplified subwoofer, a 12-inch, and I have two speakers, three-way speakers. So it sounds pretty good. And I've got a turntable. So I'll go up there, and of course I can plug my phone into that system too, and play anything on my phone. So I'll go up there and crank it up when my wife's not home, and get my guitar out and jam along and just have a good old time. From junior high through high school. I never got to drive to school, and so I rode the bus, you know, the whole time. But and we had the you know, the teenage drivers, but they did a good job. We never had a problem. Never had one accident. And the guy we had, Mike Ponder, he went on to work in forensics with the Greenville City Police Department.
Hey, in 4 VWA.
There, KF4NXY.
Hey, Steve.
Hello, Dave. Hey. Dave 1, KB4TBA. KN4TBA. Didn't I drive your bus for a while?
You may have, Steve. Honestly, I don't remember, but you could have, yes, yeah, since you lived right there in Wellington Green. There's a good possibility. I know Mike Ponder drove it for a good while, and maybe that might have been when I was in junior high at Northwood. Memory's a little fuzzy, you know, that's been a couple of years ago.
Yeah, I remember Mike. He was a senior when we were sophomores, and I believe he drove us 1 year, and then I picked up driving and drove my junior year and senior year, and I drove all of Wellington Green and Kingsgate.
Okay, well, I had forgotten that. I'm glad you jumped in there and said something. I remember Mike, we were going down the road one day, and the bus was going faster than 35, and I said, what'd you do to this thing, Mike? And he said, well, I fixed the governor on it or something, and so the governor will let it go faster. And I looked around, I said, well, I don't see him on the bus anywhere. I said, I think you can go faster.
What, there was a way with them old Chevys like I had that you could feather the pedal and it would bypass the governor. And you could get them up to about 40, 45. But, yeah, that was some good days. And how are you doing this morning there at KF4NXY?
Okay, yeah, that reminded me that that old bus was governed to 34 miles an hour. And I imagine the public was so frustrated when they'd get in behind me. But that's the fastest that thing would go. Yeah, I took my car up to Raymond to get it painted, and I got a check in the mail to him to cover, you know, the first half of the, I mean, you know, the, he told me he usually gets about half of the estimate up front. So anyway, I'm sending that to him. He didn't tell me that ahead of time, so I didn't have any money with me.
I'm sure he can afford to let you pay when you pick it up.
That ain't no big deal. Like I say, I'm sending him half of it in the mail, and I'm paying the other half when I pick it up. A little scratchy into the repeater. What'd you ask?
Yeah, I'm on an HD in my vehicle. What are you getting done?
Raymond, the guy you and Dave, the guy does air conditioning, you know, the guy y'all recommended.
Oh yeah, that's Rodney.
Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm got his name confused. Yeah, Rodney, not Raymond.
You a good job, Skipper. All right, well, listen, I just arrived at CTH, and I got to get a couple things done. I'm going to back out of here on you guys. If I don't talk to you again before Christmas, Happy ho-ho-yo-ho.
So, Steve, wanted to make sure I had it there. And I'm going to jump out of here, too. So, David, I'm going to leave you with it. Sorry about that. I'm at the sports club here, and I'm going to go check in and warm up a little bit. But anyway, y'all have a good day, and good to talk with both of you, 73s. And talk to you later, KB4CBA.
Y'all have a good day. Merry Christmas, and I'll catch